I'd like to bring up to the stage now the General Manager, Vice President of 93.7 JRFM and 100.5 The Peak, Mr. Jerry Siemens.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris, and thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight. I think we're about 9 minutes away, 10 minutes, 10 minutes to air, and we're going to launch 100.5 The Peak. So this is a journey that has taken some of us in this room, about 10 years to get to. We applied for an FM station with the Jim Pattison Broadcast Group in 1999 and didn't get it. And we applied again in 2005 and didn't get that one either. So we applied a second time in 2005 and they said no. So when we applied in February of this year, and then heard on May the 30th that we had been approved to convert CKBD 600 AM to 100.5 The Peak, you can't imagine what an exciting moment that was. And that excitement carries over to here tonight. That's right. So May the 30th, we got the decision. 5.5 months later, we're ready to go to air. And I don't know what the world record is from decision time to launching a new station, but I can tell you this, five and a half months is pretty darn quick. And there's 42 or three team members here tonight that would agree with that. And I thank you all for a tremendous effort over the last 5.5 months, and especially the last several weeks, because the team at Vancouver Radio has just been outstanding. So I thank all of you for that. With a new beginning, of course, comes an ending, and earlier this evening we had to say goodbye to a grand old lady of the airwaves. After 84 years, 600 AM signed off at 6 o'clock this evening. And I'll tell you what, Bill Jackson and Gord Eno and his radio historian Gord Lansdale produced an outstanding tribute to 600 AM. If you didn't hear it at 5:35 this evening, and I know many of you were here and didn't, it deserves to be heard. It's outstanding, it's very moving. And that piece of radio history is on the 600 AM website. I encourage you to go and listen to it because it is terrific. It'll be loaded there as of tonight if you want to give that a listen. But 600 AM had a grand history in Vancouver. 84 years on the air, signed on in 1924 with a 10-watt signal through the live radio days of the 30s and 40s, the legendary talk radio of CJOR and the war against CKNW in the 60s, then classic rock CHRX in the 80s, the Christian station, the bridge through the 90s, and the last 10 years as adult favorites, 600 AM. It's a great history. And so we're a little melancholy about losing 600 AM, but very, very excited about 100.5 The Peak. So where are we at now? 8 minutes. Okay, we're going to have to move along. It's my pleasure now to introduce to you the president of the Jim Pattison Broadcast Group, Mr. Rick Arnish.
Thanks a lot, Jerry. Good evening, Vancouver. How's everybody tonight? I want to welcome all of you to Seasons in the Park and a great day here in Vancouver. Obviously, the weather and the God is shining on us tonight here with such an auspicious occasion for launching this new radio station. So tonight is truly a very special evening for all of us in Vancouver Radio and the Jim Pattison Broadcast Group. And we're glad that you're all here to share with us the launch of this new, brand new radio station here in the Lower Mainland. As Jerry mentioned, this station is a culmination of 43 years of ownership by our owner leader, Mr. Jim Pattison, who in 1965 purchased his first radio station in Vancouver, of course, CJOR, as Jerry said. Then it went to CHRX with a classic rock format, then to a Christian format with a bridge. And, of course, in the last 10 years, as Jerry mentioned as well, the adult standard station. This evening as well, I want to tell you that we're very pleased that the all-new CKPK-FM, The Peak, which is the Jim Pattison Broadcast Group's 28th radio station on the FM band. And something I wanted to tell you about tonight, that we're the only station here in Vancouver that has joined with our group along with JRFM to have all of our radio stations in British Columbia and Alberta, 28 of them, all on the FM band, which is a remarkable first for Vancouver radio and also radio right across the country as well. I got lots of notes here, but I'm going to cut them back as I'm watching the time here, 6 minutes to air. I'm also proud to say that all of you here tonight are part of history as our group, of course, moves forward with this brand new radio station, the AAA format on the Peak, that will add diversity to the marketplace here in Vancouver, serving adults 25 to 49 years of age with a great wide range of current and recent world-class rock, supplemented with music of the last couple of decades. This has been a huge project for our group and our team here in Vancouver, from the decision to apply for the new license, as Jerry stated, to convert our AM station to FM, building of the application, working with consulting engineers, legal counsel and consultants, defining the application and appearing at the CRTC hearing this past February has been total team involvement. And to anybody in the Patterson Broadcast Group that's here tonight, TTI, of course, is a big, big deal in our group. And I want to take this opportunity to thank some very dedicated team members for their outstanding contributions to our success in receiving CRTC approval just a short 5.5 months ago. Without this team and everyone else at Vancouver Radio, we could not be here together tonight at Seasons in the Park. So with that, I'm going to ask all of these team members to come up to the front of the stage and be acknowledged, because they are truly responsible for why we're here tonight. And you've met the first one right now. They're our team leader here in Vancouver, who really spearheaded this whole campaign, and I want to offer my sincerest thanks to him and the entire team that joined our CRTC panel. Vice President, General Manager, Jerry Siemens. Let's hear it for Jerry. She's not with us tonight, but she was an intricate part of our panel as well, and has always been a favorite with us. Our news director in Kelowna at Power 104 and B103, news director Jasmine Dubé, if you would acknowledge Jasmine. Vancouver program director, what can I say about this guy? He's done a great job for so many years for our group, very instrumental in this application and others as well that we applied for in Calgary and Edmonton. As Jerry said, here in Vancouver, we didn't receive approval there as well, but so be it. Let's hear it for Vancouver radio program director Gord Eno. Gord, come on up here. Another guy has played a great role in our success here in Vancouver with AM 600 and JRFM, now moving with the Peak, 100.5. Our general sales manager, Mark Rogers. Mark. And here's a lady that keeps us all on our toes, and she has helped us in Calgary, Edmonton, and also for this application in Vancouver. She's the brand new, and you guys all know her here from the Vancouver area, our new assistant PD at the Peak 100.5, Tamara Stanners. Okay, I got to move along. Jerry says I got 2 minutes. Okay, want to recognize the Peak and cultural reporter who was a big help in our Vancouver application, Ann Liu. Ann, come on up here. And a bunch of other folks from our group. Vice President of Sales, Jim Patterson Broadcast Group, Bruce Davis. Bruce. And our VP of Finance, Mr. Bill Denicol. Big guy. He's the guy who controls all the money in the group. Our legal counsel from Owen Bird, Chris Weeper, is not here with us tonight. He's in the Dominican Republic having a well-earned vacation, let me tell you. And I also want to single out Jeff Fidler, our research consultant and partner at Solutions Research. Ladies and gentlemen, our Vancouver team here, let's hear it for them. And I'm going to, just before I turn over the mic, I want to acknowledge two very important people in the room. They were commissioners on the team, the CRTC team that heard our application. They're here tonight, former commissioners, Helen DelVell and Ron Williams. They're here in the audience tonight. I want to single them out as well. So, Jerry, with that, thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to the Vancouver radio team and the launch of 100.5 The Peak. Jerry?
Thanks, Rick. We've got just enough time, and you guys are going to have to hustle. I want the on-air team for the Peak to come up here. You already met Chris Coburn and Elaine Scull on the morning team. Ann Liu, our morning traffic reporters, on the stage already. Sandra Cleric, Peak Middays. Come on up, Sandra. We're glad that you're here. Drive home host, Peter Shod. Afternoon traffic, Tamara San Martin. Afternoon news, Aziza Sindhu. Evenings, Lori Logan. Come on up, Lori. Music director and weekend, James Sutton. 1 minute. Assistant program director, you met Tamara Stanners. Gord is up here. Tamson Carling, an amazing job on the party. Come on up. and 3 trillion wires, and they all had to work. Dave Linder, get your ass up here. Amazing. Amazing. All right. 10 seconds. We're going to count it down now, people. It's coming up. And Rick, where are you? We have to make this thing go live here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Vancouver's newest radio station.
Yes!
This is World Class Rock.
World Class Rock. Eddie Vedder. Radiohead. You do it to yourself. Counting Crows. Beck. Duffy. Sloan. David Bowie. U2. Matthew Barber. Feist. Tom Petty. K.T. Tunstall. Ramones.
Vancouver's newest radio station.
Now let's start the music.
We'll satisfy your appetite on 100.5 The Peak, Vancouver.